There's an old joke about Austrian bureaucracy and the countless rules laid down to keep public order. It sounds better spoken in German, but translates as, "Anything not officially permitted is strictly forbidden." Well, it seems some Beamter has discovered a terrible oversight, that eating on the underground was not officially allowed, so now it's officially banned. That's right, no pizzas, no Wurstsemmel, no Doner Kebab, and especially no Pferder Leberkäse sandwich. I speculate that this last delicacy could in fact be what finally drove Vienna City to introduce the blanket ban on underground eating. A Pferder Leberkäse is a large slab of finely minced horse meat, the consistency of Spam, infused with cheese so that it drips and sweats and smells. Slapped into a bread roll and introduced into a packed carriage of commuters, it has the effect one would expect from tossing in a tear gas grenade. Space suddenly appears. Actually, it's a recent phenomenon, this eating on public transport, or at least, eating odoriferous food is a recent phenomenon. Sure, there's always been the Würstel stand where a sausage and schnapps could be snaffled, but one stayed at the stand to eat and drink. The idea of coffee to go along with a slice of pizza, or a box of noodle and chicken, is a development of the past 2 decades. And as the food became more exotic, or if you like, aromatic, and more available, the Viennese became just like New Yorkers, eating on the go, and on the underground. To be fair to Vienna, the ban has only come after extensive consultation. 50,000 tube travellers were asked, should we stop it? 2/3 said yes. A trial run was conducted on a certain line, and that seemed to go reasonably well. Nobody was arrested, and nobody seemed to starve. In fact, this is a ban with a soft touch. The city doesn't plan to fine underground foodies. The train inspectors will just have a quiet word with those who haven't read the signs. Oh, and the signs are everywhere. And if you sneak a Mars bar into your mouth, well, strictly, you shouldn't. Even non-smelly foodstuffs are verboten. You won't be thrown off at the next station. And you'll be relieved to know you can still drink on the Vienna Underground as long as it's non-alcoholic. Smoking was banned some years back. So what's our poor Pferder Leberkäse junkie to do? He's probably banned from eating it at home, and in the office too. And now his breakfast on the morning train is ruined. Will he do that very un-Viennese thing and defy the rules? Will he leap into that crowded carriage, wave his horse meat about, and smugly settle into a seat all to himself? The cold stares from his fellow travellers could kill, but he doesn't care. He has his Pferder Leberkäse to keep him warm. Kerry Skyring, DW, Vienna.